All right, so today we are diving into the world of Bangkok luxury condos with a project that's generating a lot of buzz, Coco Park.
Yeah, Coco Park.
What makes this particular project so interesting, at least at first glance?
Well, I think the first thing that caught my eye is how they're really pushing this urban oasis idea.
Okay.
It's not just about having a nice condo, it's about this whole lifestyle, this escape right in the middle of the city.
And we've got a good mix of sources to unpack that idea. We've got articles praising its features, some in-depth price comparisons, even a YouTube tour of a penthouse.
Oh, I saw that.
90 million baht. Someone's living the dream, right?
Yeah, someone is.
But beyond just the glitz and glamour, I noticed this phrase popping up everywhere: branded residence. What's the big deal with that?
So, in the world of luxury real estate, branded residence usually means you're looking at a partnership with a big name, often a luxury hotel brand. And in this case, it's Ducit.
Ducit,
Yeah.
that
Which immediately elevates the entire project. It's not just an apartment building, it's an experience curated by a brand known for, impeccable service, attention to detail.
So you're essentially buying into the Ducit Hotel experience.
In a way, yeah. It's like having the prestige and the service of a Ducit hotel, but you actually live there.
Okay.
You've got that permanence exclusivity of a private residence. You get Ducit managing the property, their concierge services, even their specific design aesthetic.
Yeah.
It's a pretty strong selling point, I'd say.
It definitely adds a whole other layer to it, for sure. Now, one article went so far as to call Coco Park's location the Central Park of Thailand.
Big claim.
Bold statement. We are talking about Rama Four Road here, not
Not
exactly.
exactly Central Park,
No.
but it is strategically located.
Right.
You're close to the central business districts like Siloam,
Yeah.
Sathorn, but then you've also got Bendjakitty Park right there, easy access to Lumphini Park.
So you've got the best of both worlds.
You can even get views of Bang Krakow across the river. So yeah, maybe not Central Park,
Yeah.
but it's a pretty good compromise.
Appealing to a wider range of people, potentially. Now, speaking of appealing to residents, I noticed several sources highlighted the direct access to the MRT Kwong Toei station, like literally 0 meters.
Oh, yeah.
Even the YouTuber walked it.
It's huge, especially in Bangkok,
Right.
a city known for its, well, traffic.
Exactly.
That direct access, that's a game changer. It plays right into that desire for a seamless, hassle-free lifestyle.
Effortless living, that's a good way to put it. And they're not stopping at just the location. This Coco Lap Pool with its special germ-fighting system.
Definitely tapping into the new normal there.
Absolutely,
I
yeah.
mean, most luxury buildings have pools, but Coco Park is taking it a step further.
Right.
Incorporating these advanced sanitation features, UV, ozone, who knows, but it's all about ensuring a clean, healthy environment, which is definitely top of mind for everyone these days.
For good reason. And then on top of the pool, you've got spas, salons, chef services. They're really leaning into that whole pampering aspect.
Absolutely. It's about buying into a certain level of, well, luxury.
Though that penthouse with the 52 million THB price tag mentioned in one of the articles, luxury comes at a cost.
Definitely does.
Okay.
But to be fair, Bangkok's luxury condo market is no joke.
Right.
52 million is definitely up there, but for a penthouse like that, especially with the Ducit brand attached, I could see it.
So, how does this Ducit partnership actually play out for residents? Is
Right.
it just their name on the building, or are there actual tangible
Oh,
benefits?
it's much more than just a name. Think about it. Ducit is known for their hospitality, right?
Right. Okay.
So residents, they get access to all of that. Concierge assistance, so if you need help with travel arrangements, restaurant bookings, you got it.
Okay.
In-residence dining, housekeeping, all managed with that Ducit touch.
So it's like having a Ducit-trained staff at your beck and call.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And these aren't just like flashy perks to get you in the door,
Right.
right? It's about providing that seamless, luxurious lifestyle, freeing up the residents' time so they can focus on what matters to them.
Makes sense. So who exactly are they targeting with this whole package? I mean, who's the ideal Coco Park resident?
I'd say they're going after a pretty discerning buyer.
Okay.
Someone who, yeah, they appreciate the finer things in life, but they also value their time. They
Right.
want that hassle-free lifestyle we were talking about.
So we're not just talking about wealth here.
Right.
It's also a certain mindset, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I'm picturing like global executives, entrepreneurs,
Okay.
maybe even digital nomads,
Yeah.
people who are constantly on the move, traveling for work or leisure.
Right.
But they still want that really luxurious, well-managed base to come back to.
Makes sense, especially with all the emphasis on new normal living.
Exactly.
It's about having that haven, that sense of place, even in this crazy, ever-changing world.
And let's not forget the status symbol aspect, right?
Mm-hmm.
For some people, living in a Dusset-branded residence.
Oh, of course, yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's about aligning yourself with a certain level of, like, exclusivity and prestige.
Definitely. It's like they're selling a piece of a very specific dream.
Right.
But let's get back to that location for a minute.
Sure.
Because one article called this area the Central Park of Thailand and claimed there's 800 rays of green space around it.
800 ray might be pushing it.
Yeah.
But there's no denying that Benjikidi Park is a huge selling point for Coco Park.
Okay.
Remember those amazing views from that YouTube video?
Yeah.
Of the park? Those weren't special effects. That's what it actually looks like living there.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering about that. It did look amazing.
It did. And it really adds to that whole urban oasis feel they're going for.
It does. And it makes sense because green spaces, especially in a city like Bangkok,
becoming more and more precious.
They're not just a luxury. They're a necessity.
Absolutely. And I'm sure potential buyers are thinking about that, too.
Yeah.
This isn't just about lifestyle choices. It's an investment.
Right. Exactly.
And speaking of investment, all the articles mention the amount of development happening in that area.
They did. It sounds like it's booming.
Oh, yeah. Huge projects like that Dusit Central Park development.
Okay.
Which, by the way, includes a brand new Dusit Thani Hotel right nearby.
Oh, wow. So even more Dusit influence in the neighborhood.
Exactly. And then you've got One Bangkok, which is a mega project creating a whole new district.
What?
Yeah. Offices, residences, even a cultural hub.
So Coco Park is right in the middle of all that.
They are. And that's important because large-scale development like that, that often leads to increased property values over time.
Makes you think. Location, location, location. Right.
Exactly.
But let's be real. Who can actually afford this lifestyle? Those penthouse prices, those were no joke.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
The starting price for like a studio apartment, right, that's almost 7 million THB.
Wow.
And then you've got the penthouse at 52 million.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're talking about a very specific demographic.
High-income earners, for sure. But what else defines this ideal Coco Park resident? What are their priorities?
Well, like we said, convenience is huge.
Yeah.
They've got the direct MRT access, the concierge services.
Right.
Even the in-building spa and chef services. It all screams effortless living, minimizing hassle, maximizing time.
It's funny because you'd think with all these luxury amenities, they'd want residents to actually stay put, enjoy the building.
Right.
But it seems like they're catering to a jet-setting crowd, people who are always on the go.
That's an interesting point. It's almost like they're positioning Coco Park not as a secluded retreat,
okay,
but as like a luxurious and convenient base camp for their globalized lifestyle.
Ah, there's that new normal again. So really, they're not just selling a condo. They're selling a vision of what luxury living looks like in a post-pandemic world.
Exactly. It's about flexibility. It's about connectivity.
Yeah.
And of course, a little bit of indulgence never hurts.
Of course not. Okay. Last thought here. Who would you say Coco Park is actually competing with? Is it other luxury condos in Bangkok or?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
I mean, they are definitely competing with the other high-end developments in the city.
Like Dusit partnership, they're offering something pretty unique, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that level of branded service and management, that's practically unheard of in Bangkok's condo market.
Yeah.
It's like they're carving out their own niche, catering to like a globalized elite.
Right.
People who want the comforts and the prestige of, you know, a five-star hotel experience, but with a privacy and the exclusivity of a high-end condo.
So they're really blurring the lines between those two worlds.
Exactly. Taking the best of both worlds.
Creating a whole new category of luxury living.
Exactly.
Which for the right buyer, that's a pretty compelling proposition. You get, like you said, the intimacy of a home.
Right.
But then also the services and amenities of a top-tier hotel.
Absolutely. Makes you wonder if this is the beginning of a trend.
Oh, interesting.
Will we start seeing more developers partnering with these luxury brands.
Yeah.
Creating these hyper-curated lifestyle experiences. It's fascinating.
It is fascinating. And it kind of makes you think, like, what is luxury these days?
Right.
Is it just about, like, fancy spaces, extravagant things?
Yeah.
Or is it becoming more about convenience, exclusivity?
Yeah.
Unique experiences.
It's a good question.
We've gone way beyond just talking about a condo development here.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about the future of luxury living and how a project like Coco Park reflects, you know, our changing desires and priorities.
It really is interesting to see how one development can spark such a multifaceted conversation.
Isn't it? This deep dive has definitely given us a lot to think about, from like the branding, the strategic location, to the evolving desires of the luxury consumer.
Absolutely.
We really unpacked it all, I think. We got just the bricks and mortar of Coco Park, but like you said, the bigger picture.
Absolutely.
Its impact on the Bangkok market and beyond, really.
It's been great exploring all of this with you.
Likewise. And for everyone listening, here's something to ponder. Would you trade the traditional comforts of a house, a garden, for the sleek convenience, those incredible views of a Coco Park residence?
Interesting.
It really makes you think about your priorities.
It does.
How we envision the future of urban living. Until next time, keep diving deep.